Sunday the 24th of March 1974, afternoon darshan, Manav Kendra, Dehradun.
Anything spoken in particular language that is so, has its own beauty. So this talk, which I recorded sometime, it has dealt with two points specially. First strange thing, he says, people want to live. They are afraid of death. Nobody wants to die. Then it's strange enough, O Master. People are afraid of death, the very name of death frightens them, and the people come most willingly to die in your presence. So he says, I have come to your lane, in which you are living. We will now die, never go. That is a bugbear. For those who have tasted of the beyond, to them, that is a blessing. All glory and beauty lies within you. It was a hymn written by me, in presence of our Master, you see. O Master, people are afraid of being dead. We happily all fly before you. Make us die, let us die. All right, you here or not, we have come after all to die. Learn to die while alive. This has its own beauty, of course, for a love-stricken man. Such is the innermost thoughts. People are afraid of coming to you, we are coming. All joy, with all joy, happiness. We want to die. O Master, teach us how to die. The Masters make us learn how to die while in life. What is death after all? It is a change, one place to another. I was at Delhi. Yesterday I was at Hardwar. Today I am here. I was living while in Delhi. When I left Delhi, went came here. I died here for 12 years. Then from here I went to Hardwar. I died here, and again I arrived now. So that is no backward, it is only change. From a back to a better place. Sun sets this way, rises the other way. This is the teaching which Master gives us. As I told you, people are afraid of dying, you see. People run in hundreds to go to him, please let us learn to die. We think it as a pleasure. And what is death? Saint Plutarch tells us, those who are initiated into the mysteries of the beyond, their soul has the same experience of leaving the body as it has at the time of death. We are what? We are conscious entities, the opposition of all consciousness. The outward expression of soul is called attention. God is all attention. We are the dark of the ocean of all attention. That is His word of His attention. Created the whole universe with word of His. We are dark of the great attention, consciousness. If we come to our own self, know ourselves by withdrawing from our attention from all outside, can't we make a downhill? Great is man, you see. And this is you can have only by dying, while alive. So death means only a change from the physical plane into the astral plane. This is what the masters teach at the very outset. They say there is life after death, definite as 2 and 2 make 4. We do not believe. We can only believe if we see for our own selves. So for that person, you know, what does he do? He gives you a demonstration. And what is that demonstration? That deals purely with your attention. Shortha attention. As I told you, outward expression of the soul is called attention, not shortha. It is we who are carrying on the factory of the human body. This is a factory. It has got so many departments. Department of sight, department of audition, department of smell, department of taste, and department of touch. So when our attention is with these departments, they work. Just as if it is done by powerhouse, the connection of it is with different departments of the factory. Whatever department want to close down, we take off that connection, that department closes to work. If you take off the main link, whole factory stands still. So man body is also a regular factory. It is we who live in it. And who we are, outer expression is called attention. When our attention is the eyes, we recognize somebody. You recognize, your attention is loud. Even without your open eyes, you don't recognize anyone. When your attention is your ears, somebody calls out, yes. When your attention is absorbed, somebody calls you once, twice, third, you do not hear, and you come to some dear friend, I called you so many times, why don't you reply? And poor her says, my attention was absorbed somewhere. Newton, was solving the mathematical problems on the roadside. You know, mathematical problems required more attention. So he was very much absorbed when band went by playing. 1 month later on came in asked when Newton has any band part with this. Any band playing? I don't know. Is that right? You follow this business? So we are not the body, we are not the factory, but we are the driving force of this factory. This is the first lesson to be learned all the way. The demonstration of it is given by Mahatma. This is a wonderful house we live in. It has got so many apertures of the eyes, and the nose, nostrils, and the ears, mouth and other. We cannot run away outward. Can we? That controlling power that keeps us in the body is the God into expression power. When he said, I am one and wish to be many, there was vibration. That power which came to expression, that is the maker of all creation, permeating all creation, and controlling all this. How the sun rises at every moment at that time. How the stars go around at the regular times. You see, night star, the driving of these goes all around and to the west side. Travels. There are some such light stars seen on their orbits only once in 5,000 years. Intellect baffles. It all goes under control. That controlling power is called world. Oneness came into being called world. Nameless came into being called now. Karma. That very power that controls all creation is also controlling us in the body. So man body is considered to be the highest in all creation, next to God. Angels were asked to bow down before the man body. Other scriptures tell us in the gods and goddesses, though would like to know God, see God, they must take the man body. The highest aim before us in the man body is to know God. But man has got physical body, it has got intellect, it has got mind, it has got the opening faculties. Can he be known by these? All scriptures say no. Now we are talking, we are trying to understand at the level of intellect, there is something. To a certain extent you can understand. And unless the outgoing faculties are controlled, mind is attached. Intellect, after understanding something, also sees it to work further. Only then you know yourself and know God. This is just the process of death. So all masters who came in the past, east or west, make no difference, all say this. Learn to die so that you may begin to live. Persian philosopher tell us, Bhamira do spacious mother made in the high. Oh brother, if you want an everlasting life, you must learn to leave the body at all. Then he asked Prophet Muhammad, is it a death which will take us to the grave? He said, no. It is a death which will take you from darkness to light. You won't go to the grave. before Master said. Christ also gives the same thing. Except you be born anew, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Because kingdom of God cannot be had by observation, it is within you. All observation is done at the level of our own faculties, mind or intellect. So we have to understand something, right understanding, you are soul, conscious entity, and mind by mind and matter. Identified with it so much so that you have forgotten yourself. How to come out of your delusion? Master says, I am only one. Man, know thyself. Are you Mr. Smith or Joseph or Singh or Ram or Khan? That's your name given to the body. General. Are you the body? You say, no, I am the body. Say, I have the body. Body is mine. Then you say, this is my watch. And then I say, I am watch. Put yourself who you are. He says, my body is made of five elements. And your conscious entity called by the name of Nanak. This is right understanding. When you understand things, the whole mystery of life is here. So this can be realized only when you rise above body constant. Demonstration is given to you. This is a matter of your self-analysis. By rising above body consciousness, and knowing yourself, naturally when you know self, you know that power is controlling us in the world. Guru Amar tells us, everybody is afraid of death. What is death? Because, why is everybody afraid? First thing, he does not know how to leave the body. What is this? Taking of one vessel. Generally, we don't know what happens for that, what is the fate for that. But these two reasons we are afraid of that. We say the grace of the Master. You learn to die while they die. Only then you see that power, become conscious of that power that is controlling you, holding you. Guru Prasadi, Jivat Malaya, you become the conscious co-worker of the divine plan. When you learn to die, while alive. Then what will be your fate then? He says, who knows to die while alive at will, he has got everlasting life. Nanak Jinya Marriage. I think Marni Yomane Sanchadi. All Master said it. In their own language. So very beauty that has been sung before. Oh Master, we are coming to you, to die willingly, lay our life to you. People are afraid of death. And we are crying to you, finally let us die. And what you have, that's a point now. We are business-like people, you see. All right, if you learn to die, what will you have it? What will you gain? He says, all ships are set up. God says in Quran, I'm a hidden trigger within you. Why don't you seek me? Guru Arjan says, the treasure of divinity is within you, untold treasure of divinity. You but listen to the word of the Master. We people come to make people see who do not see. All go the right way down. People spend years and years and years, but darkness not to move. So she says, there is a people of the eye, and beyond the people there is darkness. He says, just penetrate through that darkness, you'll see light. People make efforts, put in times, sometimes years. Go and do it a day, sit in darkness, or visualize themselves something, but they cannot penetrate the darkness. Then he advises, well, he says, this is very difficult to penetrate to that darkness when you close your eyes. Just little defeat of some master, your little thought of his darkness will move. Samastha Blaise, the hunt, all of that. This is the disease, you might say, we all have got. They come, they're doctor of the disease. They close your eyes, make you see some new world. There's world beyond and there's world still beyond. Macrocosm is in the microcosm. But first step is to rise above it. He said, that train of divinity is within you, why you should learn to die? I gave a talk yesterday at Hargava. Hargava means the door of God. The word Hargava means the door of God. When you have come here, that's all right. You read the door, but whom you want to meet is within the house. Look at the door. It's called Rishi, Keshava. He's God in you. That door is such a house, it is oval shaped, like a pitcher. That's called Kumbh. The Kumbh has the whole. People gather together from all parts of the India, in millions. But where he lives, you know, he lives in the Kumbh. Kumbh means pitcher. This head is the pitcher, you see. You read the door, enter until you find him. So this is the teaching given by all masters, basic teaching. Thank God, God whom you have to find is already with you. You and God are both lying in the same bed, but your attention is absorbed outside. You are awake outside, sleeping inside. And he is anxious to see you when you awaken. There is not a boy there. They make us understand in a way. He says, we live in the same house, in the same company, in his company. Body is the temple of God. It is we who administer this filthy of mind body. But we are controlled within this body. That controlling power is born into a certain power within you. Both of you reside within. Thank God you are not to go outside to find them. You are simply to withdraw from outside and from the body below. enter the fourth soul of the brain. This is kumbh. What you find? That outer expression of God when came to expression. Actual God nobody seen, can see at any time. It is only born into certain power. When there are vibrations results into its enlightened sound. You see, the two aspects of God in you. Light and sound. Light shows where you are. Sound guides you principle where to go. This is the most natural yoga called Soul-Shaved Yoga. We give the little children to see light. That's a way back straight to the place where from heaven is. In all other yogas, there are hypotheses. Body, yatana, dasa. Some visualization, thought, art, guidance, that also becomes. So my point is, you see, that man was singing just not that way. Oh Master, all are dying, are afraid of dying, we are all running to you, oh God, make us die. Everybody wants, I must die first. By dying, what you get? The three roles, it is all you know. By finding which, you escape all like reactions of sowing and reaping. Because you see some higher power working. It is not you are working, but that higher power. When you see that power working, who you reap and who sow? That's in the few words, you see. So we come to the Master, Master, let us die. Don't you pray there? So half what we have already done daily, I tell you, half what. You know what? We sleep daily. What happens in sleep? Your attention will be down from all outside and from the body below. Eyes become drowsy. Up till here, your work is done already. Now it means consciousness. You mean conscious, body has it. All benefit of sleep. When go to the bed, sleep dreams, and go to the nivit, all sound sleep. But the masters teach us to remain conscious while coming to the back of the eyes too. They don't sleep. But the body has the same benefit of sleep. How the day you die? That is our pull out. Death is the younger sister of sleep is the younger sister of death. Younger sister. That's all that takes off daily. You must be reborn. You must be twice born. We are all, this all world is a prison house, Balaram would say. And we are the prisoners. It is all locked from all sides. Where to go? You can be penetrated to the roof. You are. So God meets there. Mawlana, I mean, Meena says, oh God, I know your bed is lying where? At the stake, uppermost. Stake is like one, and your bed is there. How can you rise up to this? Stake cross daily, that also means. Though then, you must be reborn, you must be twice born. Among you, there is still a question. At the age of 5, 7 and 11 years old, then made twice born, They didn't get the robe like the yogis. Get the Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Mantra. Rise of a body. See the light of God. And direct our attention. This is Gayatri Mantra. We have made Christ born then and given demonstration of that. The same question still holds good, but mantra is only the same demonstration of the paramount of activity. So master teaching is the same for all as a man. They don't touch their outer forms, social bodies. Their purpose is to bring you back home, that's all. But of all your attachments, all Master said, because of Christ said, I have not come to, I come to separate daughter from the mother, son from the father. I have come to break all contents. I have come with soul. This is very polite soul. When your attention is down from outside, you will have a contact. And all attachments are, all outer attachments are gone. Because you got attachment with something more blissful, more intoxicating. And that is your all other attachments. Leave it. The talk has been sometimes at different levels of disturbance of you. Very unwise. Oh God, we are all running to you. Make a die. People are afraid of death and we are dieful. Everybody says, make you die first. This anger will be in this cage, you see. You are fortunate. You hear these things. What is Christ said? You see these things. When the old prophets could not see. You hear things when the old prophets could not hear. These are words of the Bible. There is something on the beyond, you see. So there is life after death. You are not to die. You are to rise into real life. Only change of level. So Kavi says, by hearing the name of death, the people are afraid like anything. But when I hear the name of death, I feel overjoyed. Though you know all this, they go smiling. So this is the very first thing you are given at the time of initiation. That's the first two things. One, regularity. More time you could put it. It is your own work. It is most personal work. Nobody else will leave with your body in your place. So how to defeat death? You only to learn to die. A human smiling, I am going, smiling, go. But those, when we ask people, dear friends, keep diary. Diary are meant only to make your life temperate. To leave out slowly all attachments you want. Give me a higher bliss within you. When you come in contact with that, when you get more bliss naturally out of attachment, leave it. It is just like on a thorny bush. You got a silken cloth spread over it. You all it and drag and the silken cloth is given. Down, the journey runs to take off the silken cloth slowly. But you may take a long time, then when you practice, it you can go. But there is no escape from that. We all have to leave body. Then what to do? We got left. And this thing is, you'll beg him out. because they were afraid of death or birth, they should see the feet of a man. Those who want a permanent friend also, you should have guidance with someone who also guides you here, who also helps you how to leave your body. And when you reach there, he is also there to help you. See, some such like that. God is like. So these are the teachings given by Master to all alike. No Hindu, no Mormon, no East, no West. And this is your most personal question. So those people who are from here, they spend so much money, so much valuable time. You are the only form of proving your meditation, putting as much time as you can. So that when you go back, you go into a building. I will teach one of you to become the bachelor today. The morning we here. So we would like to listen to the station in the time. Some also put in the night time too. Some yet and then not yet only. You know you put in the matter. Now you are all three nobles. I don't think you have got so much which I can just get now. You are so human. So I request you to see me. So that you have to tell you. That land must be dying to my child, you see. And you go to not to let you let all I can say. All right, God bless you. So we are very happy, especially myself. I've got all of our two friends from the West. Yeah. Our own friends, for all of you. The same earth, below the same sky overhead. Rain them, wait, just eat them. We can meet. And let it die.